You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Hey guys, here's just some information on the upcoming Lorehammer tournament/game day hangout that we have. The date is officially set as November 16th. The cost is going to be $30. You will only get a spot once your payment has been accepted by us. The format is going to be a doubles escalation league. It is a single faction per player list. Point values are 500, 1000, and 1500. Each subsequent list must have the same unit, but not the same upgrades, as the previous. This is a friendly tourney. It's more of just a game day. Don't bring your Triptides. Or if you do, shame. We're going to have a couple categories for prizes. We'll start with wins. We'll have best painted, sportsmanship, the best story, and then also just a fun category. In regards to best story, what we are going to ask is if you'd like, you can submit the lore or story of your army. When you submit your list, Mark and I will go over it, and then we will share your lore with everyone. The day is going to start at 8:30 a.m. in the morning. It will finish around 7 p.m. It could go longer. It depends on games. Lunch is going to be provided between games 1 and 2. Snacks will be provided after game 2 just to tide you over so you don't get hangry. And drinks can be purchased at the store. If you are a single participant, you don't have a partner, don't worry about it. We will match you up with someone once you're there. And then finally, there are only 24 spots available, so sign up as soon as possible. Your spot is only guaranteed after we have confirmed your payment to us, and you need to contact us for payment info.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you want to support the show, visit us at patreon.com, and for as little as $1 a month, you can become a patron. Or you can buy cool Lorehammer products like shirts, coffee mugs, and dice bags at www.redbubble.com. Don't want to spend any money? Well, you can help out the show by giving us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also hop on over to Facebook and like our page, and feel free to send us a message. It's the only enjoyment Mark gets out of his miserable life.
Hello, welcome back to Lorehammer. My name's Eric.
Hey, I'm joining you again. I'm Trevor Buzak. I'm really trying to separate myself from Mark because he says some outlandish statements.
You know, it's probably a good thing. It's also probably too late
for that. Well,
it's all recorded and out there at this point.
I'm going with it.
People,
Trevor Buzak.
People have been arguing about what you say on Reddit for a couple years now. So.
That's fine. With us, we got James. Jimothy.
Hello. I wave to you.
Lord and master of his own domain.
My right. Fantasy domain.
Right.
Where everyone is me, including my wife.
Everyone is you?
Everyone is me.
Oh, including your wife.
Yep.
Makes sense.
That makes marriage a little more awkward.
Or does it make it
blissful?
That much better.
Mm-hmm. You know what you like.
I love myself.
And joining us for the first time, we got Brody.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, doing pretty good.
Pretty good.
I love meeting random people off the internet.
I'm telling you right now, it was a fantasy of mine for a long time. Oh,
God. Hand check. Where are your hands?
Up here. They're up here.
Keep it at least 18A.
18A. Okay. Sorry.
What does that allow?
Well, you can have your hand in your pants, but you can't expose yourself.
Is there when motion allowed inside of the pants?
No.
Oh, God.
No, no, okay, no, no. Well, that's you just got to hold it.
Squeezing? Like, sure. You don't really see a lot.
Oh, boy.
The big mouth monster.
Yeah. It's aggressive.
That was the introduction I really wanted. So
there you go. You were like that creepy weird monster. From
it
Big
happens.
Mouth.
You know, I don't know. Hey guys.
Yeah. So today we're just gonna talk shit for an hour or so.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We don't have anything prepared. So this is what it sounds like when there's not a single note written down.
There's literally no notes, guys.
And that's why it's important that we all follow the goddamn notes. Okay.
So say nothing.
I got nothing written down.
What do we want to talk about, boys? Jeffrey Epstein? Nope, we want to dive back into that topic?
No.
We can talk about how I was crying earlier, but...
Yes.
I think that's a good idea. We could talk about some Codex releases and stuff, which is something we never, ever talk about.
Yeah. So let's talk about all those new Space Marine Codexes.
The perfect one.
The perfect Codex.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Primaris.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know they were Primaris. I'm even more excited.
But some are not Primaris.
Are there any that are not Primaris? I thought it all was.
The White Scars isn't going to be Primaris.
It is.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
All the bikes? They're doing Primaris bikes?
No.
No.
Primaris doesn't give a fuck about established lore.
Yeah, they're just going to...
They're just going to foot slog intercessors across the board.
Oh, you know what? That makes sense.
Yeah, really. Like, if you read any books, they just walk through muds, rivers and down and then come out the other side.
Yeah, exactly. 2 feet is all they need.
Yep.
Not 2 wheels.
Yeah, Emperor gave you 2 feet. What, they're not good enough for you?
Right? Ungrateful. Much.
Ungrateful. Send them back.
Call, take your defective piece of crap back.
So they announced a new Space Marine Codex. And then
7 new Space Marine Codexes.
Well,
supplements, Mark?
Yeah. Oh, ignorant bitch.
New Space Marine Codex and new supplement books, which will include more rules on them.
My understanding is that it's most of the rules are in the original Codex, and then there's some minor additions to each one in, and mostly lore and background. And
even if that's truth, as long as there's one rule in those supplements, if you want to take it to a tournament, you have to buy those supplements.
Because then you're already taking 4 books with you. Because you need vigilance for some things as well.
Well, no, they're gonna get rid of that. Yeah. Everything is going to be in one. That's what they're saying. That was what I read. Was one of the purpose of these is to consolidate all the Space Marine rules into one book
until they release something.
Until
else.
They release
yeah. until books. Yes until yeah. the next Primaris unit comes
in
out
in a, so month. Like a month after in November.
Yeah.
There it is.
Very pessimistic of you to think November is the next time you're getting a Primaris release.
My name's James, and I'm not going to get a new model till November.
I'm just soaking in these models while you guys hang out
in a bathtub of new plastic. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Whereas I'm buying models that are like 15 years old.
You have to buy them from recast.
Because they literally don't make them anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if you get a complaint, Eric, when you're actually building a Space Marine army.
You son of a bitch.
That's right.
Shit.
That's right.
They got
me. Cut it out.
We're editing that part.
Jordan will fix it in post. Don't worry.
There you go.
How do you guys feel about like the new models that are coming out?
Oh, you mean my cowboy tactical suit?
Yeah. How do you feel about that? So that, you like it?
I do, and it's simply for the reason that I can like model that tactical suit to have pistols on each leg, drawing them like a cowboy.
Is this the
war suit,
the walker thing?
Yeah,
that's what you're talking about.
Is it called the Invictus?
The Invictor. Invictor. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why they did that. Honestly,
no. It's probably the Depulsor.
Depulsor. No, it has to start with I.
No, the Repulsor and the Impulsor. There's.
Oh yes, this is true.
No, the Depulsor.
The depulser.
the me pulser.
The me pulser.
The fee pulser. I mean, you could do a lot of things. Pulser. You could do a lot of things.
Really? Yeah. No, I don't know. I like the warsuit, to be honest. Like, I know it's like not everybody's favorite thing, but like the more I've looked at it, the more I'm like, I like it, but I also hate that there's a full marine in it.
I think that's an armored marine. Yeah. Like, would you be okay if like he was unarmored sitting in there,
just unarmored in an open cockpit? I want him to die quickly. Dick out.
Well, no, dick out. You can be unarmored in like an enclosed cockpit, right, with like a protective screen in front.
No, I don't want that.
Oh, no. He has to be as exposed as possible.
I don't know why they'd make a dreadnought that's not a dreadnought.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's, whatever. And what do I know?
Another dread knight, well, baby nothing. Bjorn type thing. Yeah,
you know nothing, Timothy Snow.
I do know nothing. I don't know anything about biology. I don't know anything about...
More on that later. I did read this one. Or no, I didn't read it. My buddy Matt was telling me about it, where he was saying, you know what would have been really cool for that release is... So White Scars, they abhor using dreadnoughts. Like, they're known to not want to use them. And he's like, oh, it would have been cool if that was like a White Scar specific dreadnought. Because then it's like...
Yeah,
they still have access to dreadnoughts
and like heavy walkers, and bigger weapons.
Because there's a bunch of Legion, or not Legion's, chapters that feel that way about dreadnoughts, where it's like it's not a good thing to be put in a dreadnought. So it'd be cool if it was like a special unit for those type of.
And because the lore behind the warsuit is that it's supposed to be like quiet and fast.
Exactly,
to keep
right?
up with like your
so it would have been awesome Marines. If it was like a White Scar thing, because
that'd be
it fits the lore. It fits kind of the flavor they're going for.
Well,
do you know, I gotta get it from my chapter.
Like it's not like you're not going to be able to field it with White Scar. They just paint everything blue to appease the masses.
No. I know, but it would have been cool if it was a White Scar or it was a specific dreadnought for those chapters that don't like to use dreadnoughts, like Grey Knights. They don't like to use dreadnoughts.
You say that, and yet the Brotherhood of Champions literally has...
I'm not saying that they don't. I'm saying that they don't like to.
Sure.
Like,
here's the thing. They're not going to make chapter exclusive models as much as possible so that they can sell more of them.
Oh, absolutely. So,
yeah, but Mark's
painted it.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, exactly. If they painted it White Scar, I don't know.
Like, they could have done like, here's the front of the box and it's blue, and then on the back of the box show the White Scar, because they've done that before.
Oh, yeah.
Like with lots of different models. Yeah. So I think that could have been cool.
Yeah. It would have just been one of those cool ways to add the lore into a model.
Yeah.
Do you think that they're like, it seems like there's a little bit of a disconnect with the Primaris stuff between the lore.
A little bit.
Well, I just mean like it must be a totally different department that's taking care of that or something. I don't know. Yeah, there's some disconnect because there's so many things like style-wise, they're completely
out of left field. Tossing out the window,
which is fine. I like the new style of it, but it's totally different. The lore doesn't seem to like...
From
flow,
what I've
like
heard,
the way the rest of it does.
I know I've been talking to a guy who apparently who's friends with a guy in like the modeling development.
I know a guy who knows a guy who touches another guy's penis.
Jeffrey Epstein, we're back on it.
Oh no!
But he was saying that like there is a disconnect. Like originally the Primaris Marines weren't supposed to be Primaris; they were supposed to be a new suit of armor.
Just a new mark.
Yeah, but then like the marketing team, they're like, well, no, you can't do that. Like, we need to market it as something else. It's like that in a lot of things where the marketing team tries to take it and do something fancy with it.
Ah, we found a new target for our hatred.
The marketing team.
GW marketing team.
It was. I remember the days of Matt Ward.
And now it's the marketing team.
And now it's the goddamn marketing team.
But yeah, no, like that's
what
I've heard.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, like, because like.
That makes total sense.
Just to release a new power armor box. I don't know.
It wasn't a big enough release for them.
Exactly. And they're like, no, we need to come up. And that's apparently why they came up with all the Primaris stuff.
Originally,
it was not supposed to be it. But
yeah, that all connects, right? Because if it was just a new suit, that would kind of flow a little bit more logically from the lore. And
Who knows? Sure. Who knows how much of that's true? Like I said, it was a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
Of a friend.
Of a friend.
Sure. Yeah. But that makes sense to me. There seems to be that disconnect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the whole dreadnought thing, whoever, like the design of that model though, I don't know if it's how the marketing team would affect that, but
yeah, that's a little different of a story, but yeah,
I don't know why they'd make a dreadnought that isn't a dreadnought.
Yeah, especially since they do have like other classifications of like that style. Like they have Nemesis Dread Knights, yeah, where it's like a walker, or they have Centurions.
Yeah,
where
once again, it wasn't well received.
No, it
and
wasn't.
And yet they made another one.
Yeah, yeah. And even Centurions weren't well received in the first place.
Like people take the Grey Knight players will take the Dread Knight, not because anyone says they like the model.
They
need to, because it has like the heavy weapons options and you, not being a tank.
Yeah.
You did something cool with your Dread Knight, though.
It's not bad.
I really like walkers in general. So yeah, like knights, dreadnoughts. I saw the Dread Knight and I was like, that's sweet.
Ooh,
I don't know about that. Because like I like the overall look of it, and then I saw it the middle and I was like, that's just like dumb.
That guy should be in some armor or something.
Yeah, and I'm like, he has a bare head. Like it just, it just seems impractical. Bang his head off something.
He's gonna bang his head off something.
So yeah, like I like the idea of it, but I don't. It wasn't well executed with the Dread Knight.
Yeah,
and I don't think it was super well executed with the Invictor Victus.
Yeah,
the Vic warsuit.
Yeah, it looks like that guy's using like console controls, like two levers to like move. And it's just like, how does that even work? You'd think that'd be even like less stealthy than like a regular dreadnought who's like tied in and like wired into a suit where he literally becomes a suit. He can actually feel his toes.
Like the other thing I keep seeing is
he can
like
feel the sand in his toes,
in his middle toes. Metal.
Yeah, he's scrunching them in the sand. To feel
so
them.
Cool.
Like, yeah. Like just, you know that relaxing scene in Gladiator when he's walking?
Oh,
through
yeah,
the grain.
Yeah.
The dreadnought's just walking through the fields, exactly, touching the grain with his hand.
Just the hands up. Are you not entertained? So but like I think the meme of who wore it better, where it's like all these different like walker suits all over, I think the ones from like the Matrix where he's got like his arms control the arms and his legs control the legs, like that makes more sense. So if like they had him in like that, I'd be like, oh,
I might just throw a sarcophagus on mine when I get
you them. Have to
yeah
you have to,
because that makes more sense.
If you don't,
me.
You can't use it.
Well,
really? Yeah.
Do I still get my two up in buns?
Not on that unit, but yes, overall.
Okay, cool. I'll do it then.
You're always going to get.
James has been hurting so bad in our weekly Warhammer that we decided to give him a two up in bun on all of
his
units.
Across the army.
Really? Oh, wow.
We'll see how that fares for you next week.
I should try and get my group to do that for me.
First of all, you got to spend years growing a reputation of not winning.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it takes a lot of effort.
For that already.
Okay.
I won my first kill team game like 3 days ago, and I was super pumped. I was playing against Kroot, and they're terrible.
So it's like a hollow victory.
Oh, very. Because like the guy that like I was playing against, he's like, I just kind of want to try Kroot against you. Is that cool? I was like, yeah, that's fine. And he's like searching for the white dwarf that had the rules. Like, I don't even know what these guys do. And I'm like, oh, this is gonna be good. He's probably still gonna beat me. And then I like I edged out the big. Like I won by like this much. I had to like make a three up, and I like
it's the final countdown.
It's exactly it. Yeah, I had to make a three up, and I got like a two, and I like just took a command point and re-rolled.
That's the win.
Yeah, and he's like, God damn it! God damn.
What army do you play?
Primaris Marines. Oh,
there
mostly.
It is. There it is.
It's Primaris, Curse of the Primaris.
I know. Yeah. So Primaris Marines mostly, and then I just started getting into Imperial Guard. So Mark gave me the...
You're a Humi lover.
Yeah, whatever, man. Trans-Humi. But Mark got me on the idea of like a drop troop regiment. Like, I was kind of already like liking that aspect of it. And then he showed me the Harkonnen Warhawks. And I was like,
gotta do it.
That's the one.
Yeah, so, they're cool. Yeah. I wish they got a little more lore behind them. They're kind of one of those regiments that have like a paragraph on them.
Yeah. I was like, been trying to like find things for them. And I'm like, so little.
They got an awesome picture, and I guess that's really all you
need. Yeah, it's kind of all. That's all.
As long as your imagination is running, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Thanks, Eric. You always believed in my imagination.
You got it, baby girl.
The spirit of Lorehammer.
So, in the new Ultramarines, at least, and they released a bunch of White Scars stuff that we'll go over to.
Yeah.
But for Ultramarines, so Signs of Gulliman, their chapter tactic.
Is that what we're doing? We're going deep.
Well, why not? Why not? So, whilst this tactical doctrine is active, models with this ability that moved in your movement phase but did not advance or fall back can make ranged weapons can make attacks with ranged weapons as if their unit had remained stationary.
Can you read that again? I missed some of it. It
means you can move heavy weapons and not have any... Oh, and it also means that you would get bolter discipline all the time.
Yeah, bolter discipline all the time.
Even for regular... That's not bad.
That's fun. That's
pretty good. Maybe I need to change my chapter tactics from weight scares.
Well, because the old chapter tactic, correct me if I'm wrong.
Sounds like you're not dedicated to one chapter. You're just...
Whatever, man.
He's a Primaris prayer. He's got to get wins, however.
Let me guess. You have some type of chimeric gene seed where you're not sure where your chapter comes from, and that's why you can switch?
Pretty sure we're world leaders. I don't know. Maybe.
Interesting.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, but the old Ultramarine chapter tactic was you could fall back and shoot at minus one.
Yeah.
This one is way better. Way better.
The ability gave you plus one leadership, though, as well. Come on, that's important.
The other one?
Yeah. Mm. It did.
No.
I was being sarcastic, Eric.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't think that's
Space Marines
good.
Don't need a plus one.
They already get the leadership, reroll. Yeah.
Yes.
Leadership, I think, is one of those mechanics in the game that I feel like they wanted it to do something, but it comes up so rarely. Yeah.
What's weird, too...
Everyone just seems to have a way to avoid it.
Yeah. And what's weird, too, it's been like that since third edition.
Really?
It has never been like a crucial thing, unless you're playing... like in this edition, at least, they have... some chapters like Night Lords, where they can stack like a minus five to modifier on a leadership, then it comes in handy. But yeah, it's such a rare...
Because then losing one model can affect you. But if you're running like a five-man squad, you're never really going to get hit with leadership because most likely you're going to get wiped out before that happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
so it's kind of always been like that in 40K.
It's a weird rule. Because there is a lot of units that have effects on morale, like a Reaver can give a minus one, but like a minus one is never gonna come up.
It's like a weird stuff rule. Like Orc Boys, where it's like, oh, they only have leadership six unless they have less over than 10 models, then they got leadership 80.
40 Orc knob.
It's an interesting thing. So I like this tactical doctrine is what they're called, I guess. I don't know, I don't play Primaris. Is way better.
Oh, yeah, it's way better. Yeah. Ultramarines are supposedly going to be one of the top tier Space Marines.
Until you get your Black Templar Codex supplement.
Well, their rules already out, right?
Well, their tactical doctrine is already out.
It's better than it was.
Yeah, rerolled one or both charge dice.
Yeah.
And then there's one more thing, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
I think it
wasn't a Feel No Pain type.
Yeah, role. It's on Mortal Wounds.
Like on Mortal Wounds is a five up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's which like is that's cool.
Well, like it's that. It is kind of cool. It's like their resistance, their refusal to accept warp based powers.
Yeah, no, I like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Will Templars be like good? Probably not. It's not as good as the ultimate ones.
No, you don't have a single unit.
There's
in
not
Primaris that's made for melee.
There's no like shock assault units, right? Because what Templar were amazing when you jump packed them in, right? And you gave them bolt pistols and chainswords
or twin lightning claws on Terminators.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah,
yeah. They still like
there's obviously a lot more
Primaris stuff to come out because there's no.
Tell
melee.
Me more.
There's,
tell me more.
There's no melee.
Yeah.
There's no like at all. They're still going to pump that out, and it sells so well. Mm-hmm. They're just going to keep showering me, and I'm going to be in this golden shower of plastic.
Wow. There you go. Golden shower of gray plastic. So many colors.
I partly wonder if they are leaning away from making assault Primaris Marines intentionally, or they just haven't gotten to it.
I will say, if they do that, I'm going to just switch armies.
If they don't, or if they don't do
like assault base.
Yeah, like they've been out for like over 2 years and they've got a lot of models, and we still have yet to see any. So I don't know. I wonder if it's a design choice or if it's just.
They're just waiting. Them to be a gunline kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly.
People will buy them, therefore they will make them.
And that's the logical part of me, but.
Yeah.
They'll make it.
But every time I try to understand, every time I try to understand what Games Workshop is up to,
Marketing team just fucks you over.
Yeah,
the
goddamn GW marketing team.
They got me again. This is literally the second time I've
they
been
took my
by the
wife.
Games Workshop marketing team.
No,
it'll happen. No, like I think the game is more fun in melee than it is in shooting.
Yeah,
because shooting you just. castle here, castle there, yeah, and they just roll dice at each other.
Yeah.
Whereas melee, there's a lot more happening. Melee
feels more reactionary, right? Because like turn matters. You need
a camera so people can see those movements.
I'm a dynamic guy.
I talk with my hands.
I talk with them.
Another thing that we've learned is that they're going to have 18 psychic powers to pick from.
All primaries or just chapter specific?
At least the Ultramarines are going to have 18. But it's most likely, this is my guess, is that there's going to be like at least six that every like a regular Space Marine chapter can pick
any
from.
Chapter,
yeah. And then those that have in actual rules, like White Scars and Ultramarines, and they'll also have their own pool of six. That's my understanding. And then apparently these guys get six more.
Yeah.
Because boys in blue.
That's right.
You know what? Psychic powers were awful for
they
the
were
space
it'll,
marines,
be, it'll be so really good to get some updated
because they were all powers. Bad they were the first codex to come out. They didn't know what they were doing, and
I'm not super cheesed that they're bad. Like,
I mean,
they're not marines. Eldar,
that's true.
Yeah,
right.
Well, Eldar,
well, Eldar really have really good psychic powers.
Yeah, they do.
Right. You know what, it definitely feels like bullshit, but the reality is, like, you can deny
I know.
Just no, as, you can deny just as well.
I agree. It's
how does deny
work?
I've never denied anyone anything ever in my life.
I always say yes.
I always say yes.
24 inches. So you can deny if you're a psyker within 24 inches of the psyker that's manifesting the power.
Yeah.
And then you have to roll two dice higher than what they rolled to manifest it.
Okay, so yeah, so it
so
is
if I
an
never
even
take a psyker,
yeah.
You almost always have the same chance to do it. And then like Grey Knights, they add just one to all deny the witch.
Tyranids is minus one.
Yeah. Tigerius is if you're within 12 inches of him, he adds one because of his psychic hood, the new Primaris guy.
I know who Vero Tigerius is.
I'm saying
is.
In case and
I know.
We're gonna get to him. Anyways.
Don't you.
So here's here's the psychic power that they list as in the new book. It's called Telepathic Assault, gathering his mental might into a searing blade of psychic energy. The librarian unleashes an overwhelming empiric attack upon his enemy's mind. Foes scream and collapse, blood jetting from their eyes as their brains burst asunder.
Sounds like a metal concert.
Get the metal in your eyes.
Oh, God.
So Telepathic Assault has a warp charge value of 7, average. If manifested, select one enemy unit within 24 inches of and visible to the psyker. Roll 2d6 and add 2 to the result. That unit suffers one mortal wound for each point by which the total exceeds the highest leadership characteristic of models in that unit. So your average is a 9. And most people's leadership sits around a 7 or an 8.
Yeah.
So it's worse than... it's probably worse than a smite.
Well, so I play Grey Knights where my smite is...
I don't like
12 inches. It's 12 inches.
I play Grey Knights. You raise your eyebrows. Like, well,
regular smite is
Jim
what?
Jim talks with his hands. Eric talks
Five.
With his eyebrows.
18 inches, though.
Yep.
Regular smite is 18 inches, and it does D3 mortal wounds unless you roll a 10, in which case it
11.
Does...
11.
An 11?
12. 11 or 12.
11 or 12, then it's
D6 smite.
Mortal wounds.
Yeah.
So you have a little more range on this one.
And you can choose. Yeah. Because smite always has to be the closest target.
That's right.
With that, you can choose.
One enemy That's unit within 24 good, inches and visible. Yeah. So, yeah, you can't screen against this. Where it's very, very simple to screen against smite.
That's fine. Yeah. You know what? Space Marines shouldn't... They're not
a psychic
force,
army.
So that
it's cool to have some psychic powers, but
it
should supplement. You shouldn't build your army around psychic powers.
Maybe I'll get a... You know, librarian now.
Might as well.
Do you not have one currently?
No,
you don't run
one? No. And it's been.
There's only
those,
two out right now.
I don't know. It's one of those things where, like, I've built up my army, and then now I'm at the point where I'm like, I should probably get, like, all the essential things for playing. Like, I have all my infantry, but, like, and I have like 6 captains, but I have no lieutenants.
Not even any lieutenants.
No, I have no lieutenants. I have no standard bearers.
You just got to paint that helmet different than you got captains and lieutenants.
Slap on a different paint. You guys sell lieutenants.
But like I have, like I just bought like a couple lieutenants and like a standard bearer, and then I'm like, okay, now I should probably get like a chaplain, an apothecary, yeah, and like a librarian.
A lot of the heroes are not good, but the thing James always does is he does the lieutenant.
Oh, just give out my secrets then.
I mean, sorry, the thing Gene Stealer Jim does is he does a captain, a lieutenant, and then the banner bearer. Mm-hmm. And the combination of the three of those on like Hellblasters.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's good. Like, we're not, I'm not bitching. It's a good move.
Well, like, the other thing too is the Phobos, the Phobos lieutenant can take the warlord trait of priority or priority target, I think. And it gives you a +1 to hit any unit, any other unit for one of your units. So you put that on a Hellblaster. Yeah. It's hitting on twos.
Rerolling
ones because you're a captain, and then you can't overcharge and explode. So then you're just blowing stuff up.
It has decent synergy. It just is expensive to build that synergy.
Yeah. I mean, that's three models to do that.
And then
two models. You don't need the...
You don't need the Banner Bearer.
The Banner Bearer helps a lot because then when they die...
Yeah,
they're shooting because
they're going to die first turn
because they're such an alpha target.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But yeah, it's rowdy.
Yeah, that's fair. And like, I have like I have a bunch of Hellblasters that I haven't like done up yet.
Yeah,
kind of like next in line. But like, I have a bunch of Intercessors, and I have like 5 squads of like Inceptors.
For
strange reason.
Huh.
You should do half and half, like bolters and plasma.
That's what, and half of them are done up as bolters right now, and then the other ones I just haven't picked the weapon arms yet.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about doing plasma. So
just because it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be a cool list to do like all jump.
Speaking of which, like I was talking to a bunch of the guys about doing a. Like in the skies above a planet in like a hive city where you can't touch the bottom of the map. You can only go on the second level of all the buildings.
Yeah.
It's like Cloud City.
Yeah. And you jump pack. The only way you move around is through flying.
Do you remember our space battle that we had one time?
Don't yell at me.
That sounds about right.
I don't remember.
You don't remember that? We built a board where the asteroids were moving.
Oh, yes, yes.
It was for an RPG. Yeah, it wasn't for like regular.
Oh, and I was like, what?
Yeah, we did like this RPG, and the board, it was in an asteroid belt. Okay. So as a GM.
We just had cork board
in
like the shape of like asteroids that would like moved across. Yeah. And if you were on one of them that like went off the board, like while you were on it, you had to wait like 2 full rounds for it to like say it swung back.
Back.
I don't know words.
Swanged?
For it to swing back around so you could be back in the game. Okay. So you had to like constantly move to avoid leaving the battlefield.
Oh cool. Man, this thing's swanging back. I gotta get out this after now. You hear now?
Yeah, it's good. Fun.
Yeah. What else do we got for... all right, we also have a new relic.
Oh, you don't need to do this. Please don't make me do this.
Got a Sunwrath crystal.
Please, no.
I can see it hurting Mark.
It's just the Hood of Hellfire, Master of Prescience. There's
sounds kind of cool.
The what pistol?
Sunwrath pistol or something like that.
Sunwrath pistol.
Yeah, it's like
a plasma pistol. Except you can't overcharge it. You can only take it if you have a plasma pistol equipped.
Mm-hmm. It's a relic.
Yeah, it's just a relic.
Range 12, pistol 2, strength 8, AP -3, 2 damage.
So it's like an overcharged plasma pistol.
Yeah, always.
But it doesn't.
But it doesn't overcharge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And 2 shots.
So. I have a question.
Yeah.
This is always my favorite thing is like, what would be the next Xenos race to come out that they've released?
Primaris.
Yeah, I'd rather do that kind of conversation.
Because I think Primaris.
Primaris.
I don't understand.
We're talking about it right now,
next
guys.
Next question, please.
My God.
Because I always want... Shit. I'm kind of sick of Imperial armies.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I'm a
Primaris player.
I'm happy to get all the models. Trust me, my wallet is not, but I'm happy to get them.
Yes.
But like, agreed. Sisters are coming out. Mechanicus kind of is a more recent thing too.
Yeah, they've got quite a bit of support.
Want to do like a couple squads of like sisters to like just go ahead and like ally them in with people.
Sure.
Yeah. Because they're kind of cool. Like, they're
if
just
I can't
cool
get
models.
Women in real life, I'm going to have them on the tabletop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Been there.
Those buxom looking sisters of battle.
I'm going to paint their faces so good.
So good.
Yeah. All right.
Just a paper bag on
don't
it.
Don't like that.
don't like it. I agree with you. They're cool, but like, I'd just rather see something alien.
Yeah, no, I do.
It's a big galaxy and there's a lot going on, but. only all I get humans. Is Empyrean.
Do you have a race that you specifically would like to see?
No, I would just want something that's crazy different than everything else that is already out there. I want some crazy aliens.
I got one, but let's go around the table.
Sure. There was the Kynbrak,
I believe. Kynbrak.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
For the big ape.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys,
yeah, yeah.
I would actually love to see like a primate type.
Sure,
army
sure,
that
sure.
is
like, are they armored in your mind?
Like almost just chest plates. They don't need armor on their legs or arms, and they're just like basically silverback gorillas on steroids.
Yeah,
and just hanging out and using like really different like technologies.
It's Winston.
Yeah, a little bit.
If for people who've listened to I forget what episode it was called, but it was about me and Christian shell farmers.
Yeah, that's where I kind of like I heard that and I was like, okay. Ooh, cool.
Yeah, yeah, we had kind of like, and they're like very much about like honor and battle and like very like noble but savage and it would be a cool army for sure.
And I think it's like, I think it's really cool the way that you guys like described it, is like their honor and everything like that is like very high to them, but the way they do honor is different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jimmy, gosh darn it,
I didn't see nipples. What he was doing.
It was James, very stop being so creepy.
Eric and I were sharing a moment. Yeah. Don't pretend you
and
didn't
I was
love
just
it.
Staring at all Mark and then all I saw was this.
What was running through my head was Eric got an idea, a wonderful awful idea. Is the Grinch who stole Christmas?
Oh god,
that's why I was trying to smile like that. Doesn't matter. We need a goddamn video camera in this room.
Oh man.
Just pointed at my nipple the whole time.
That's what the second view is for.
Check out the nipple camera. Yeah. Pan to
nipple
it.
Cam.
Only for paid subscribers. Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, I think that'd be the Kynbrak would be a really cool race to do.
Yeah.
And I think like you could do lots of different things. Like, yeah, they're like a primate type looking race.
Yeah.
And yeah, their warrior cast can be like gorillas, but they can also have like other smaller ones that are like more line infantry, and those are like kind of their heavy hitters, and then they've got maybe orangutans or their leaders or whatever, right? So you do so many different things.
So what's
Planet of the Apes.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, another cool thing could be like something totally weird looking, like a slime alien, and they like inhabit
the slugs.
The Thyrus.
Yeah.
Sure. And they just like have like these orbs with like mechanical arms that are hanging from the orbs that they just come around and clamp onto you.
You want the clams?
Yeah,
give me the clams. Give me the clams.
So like
I'm gonna give them the clams, Bob.
Space tentacle monsters. Mm-hmm.
Do you know much about the Thyrus?
No, I
he
don't.
Knows nothing.
Educate
so,
me.
So they are squid-like race, like almost like jellyfish squid.
Jellyfish. Take some jelly. Take some fish.
Jellyfish.
Like a pineapple pen thing? No,
I mean, I guess, yeah, it is, but it's very old.
But basically, this race, they're all actors, and all they care about is making the battle look cool.
So, that's so good.
Like, right. their whole, they don't care if they win or lose. It's all about just creating the craziest battle, most colorful, most explosions. Like, if there's a trench, they'll do the most cinematic thing possible. Charge that fucking trench. Like, they don't care.
That sounds like an army for me. Don't care if they win.
Yeah. Don't care. Perfect. If just do cinematic things.
I just want big explosive things to happen.
Yeah.
That would be a cool army. Another cool thing about them too is like part of 40K is you want to be able to paint your army the way you want. And that army, you can literally paint them the craziest colors ever. Even their guns, like, you could paint some of their guns have LED lights like green and others are blue. Like it could just be the craziest like hobby painting challenge thing.
That's true.
Yeah. Really so cool. Do they use mechanical stuff as well? Like,
yeah, like they still make weapons and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. There's not a bunch of lore on them, but
sure. I just like the idea of doing a Xenos race that's a lot more unique.
Yeah.
Cause like, I like what you were talking about, but the, it sounds a lot like, the Halo
Brutes
oh, and hey, stuff, I right? guess it kind of, yeah, it kind of be...
Because you could do something cool like that. There's lots of
yeah.
inspiration.
But yeah, it'd be cool to do a non-humanoid.
Yeah, it just looks super like, weird.
I mean, yeah,
because like the Tau look kind of like people. The Eldar are basically just people. Yeah. Even the Necron are
orcs. People.
Yeah, they're all like, just like people looking.
The only thing that's not is Tyranids, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, something like non-bipedal humanoid looking would be kind of cool.
Yeah, just mix it up.
Eric, do you got one you'd like to see? Or are you still reading rules, hoping we go back to them? This is the script now, guys. This is,
no,
we need structure.
I'm checking over our Minor Xenos race list, because there's a couple in there that I like. I just always forget what they're called. So there's a couple things I think would be really cool to see. One is there's a race of aliens called the...
Just scroll through.
Antedil.
Okay.
So Antedil, they are no longer than an Astartes palm.
Oh, yes.
They look like a seven-fingered hand with no thumb. And they have a psychic presence and ability that not even Primarchs could block. So like super powerful psychic, very squishy, soft, small body. And it would be kind of cool to like have an army that they only function in like the psychic phase. Like it would be boring probably to play them, but
just
like
looking at two Tau functioning in one phase.
Yeah.
There's armies out there that do that.
Sure, I guess. Yeah, but it'd be kind of cool to have like Eldar are psychic, but they're also really good at shooting
and moving
combat. Yeah, like they're
they do it all.
But it'd be kind of cool to have this race that like only has like psychic benefits to them.
Yeah, so it would be. I don't think
and
that
it would
be the,
so different.
Yeah, I don't think that would be the little right race to choose. Like, because you got to think about like model line as well. Yeah.
So no, it would be terrible.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what you get one
but
unit out of
that's always what I think of. Yeah. I always picture the tiny little things that are no bigger than your palm. They just look like weird little floating jellyfish. I always think of that. Another one I always think of is the Thunder Lord. I think that's what he's called. It was a single model that the Death Watch killed. Yeah, they found his heart and they like shattered his heart.
Yeah, I think you're going for like what's cool as opposed to what would actually be good for the game.
Oh yeah, I don't care what would be good for the game
and like what
you
is practical
don't
for
work
the game
for GW marketing. No,
I do not.
Me on the other hand,
you also do not.
I am tied in deep.
Okay,
with
fine.
Them.
Osirian Cybrids.
Tell me more.
It's actually a race that Reboot Gilliman destroyed.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so
so what happened was it was during the Great Crusade, and the Osirian Cybrids actually gave the Ultramarines one of their worst defeats that they've ever felt.
Oh yeah,
It like decimated the Legion, and they had to like recoup their losses after that and like rebuild.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The Legion after that, and he spent like a solid 12 years, I think it was, planning his revenge against these guys. And
typical
then
Reboot.
When his
now a 12-year plan for Reboot Gilliman, that is one heck of a plan.
Yeah,
really. Well, like he during it, they had to rebuild the Legion because like the Legion was done, and so in that moment, like he's like, those guys are fucking dead. And then after that,
like, get more three Marines. Like, yeah. I'm telling you,
he brought a whole Legion and he just destroyed them. But they're described as like having very shining and bright armor and to be like very tall and elongated. So, but also like masters of combat, and so that would be pretty cool to me. Yeah, it would just be like a different version of Eldar, though, is all I see it as.
There's like...
Or the Hrud!
Oh, God, the Hrud. Just a bunch of worms. like, I think... what book was it? It's like the first like couple Horse Heresy books. There's they go to the planet that has like all these like...
Murder.
Murder. Yeah, there you go. I think maybe like seeing some model lines of like all the different... types of creatures that were on that planet, and maybe seeing them expand would be kind of cool.
Yeah,
I know it's kind of.
Don't you think it would be too close to Tyranids?
Yeah, I know it's kind of Tyranid-y, but like at the same time, yeah, I don't know. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
It's hard because the races that they've already released are quite broad in what their styles are. So it is actually quite hard to think of races that would be unique, because like
the Tau kind of cover that mechy futuristic looking thing, yeah. And the Eldar kind of got their kind of
space elf thing.
Yeah, so they kind of cover a lot of bases, and the Tyranids themselves cover them a lot.
What about
a lot
of bases? Like, like doing up like a beastman army, like an actual beastman army.
Do you want to get rid of the fact that they're related to humanity, or
yeah, I would say like almost do like a
they're like a separate species,
like a separate species where they never really came in contact with humans, but they, you know, were one of those things where they originally were like an like a four on four legs, and they were like rams or whatever you want, or like
goats.
Or, so there's this there's a race that I'm just reading. Oh, it's called the Me Too.
The Me Too.
Hashtag.
And it's a pseudo-actinaric.
And don't you dare do anything bad to them.
Anyways.
It's a pseudo-actinaric psychic race.
Okay.
And it's believed to have evolved from livestock.
Oh, God.
I remember this.
Cows. Yeah.
But they ran a tyrannical empire.
Goddamn cows!
Comprised of human and Xenos races.
I bet they, you it started with mad cow disease.
Banned. Yeah. They can manipulate the warp.
Really?
Yeah. Jesus. Due to biological and technological means.
I think something like that'd be really kind of cool. Because like it doesn't have to be like two-legged, like up on two legs and like beast man. It can be like, here's our really tall legged crocodile thing, go.
It's a crocodile now.
Yeah,
well, with why a not?
Laser on its back.
Like, sharks with freaking lasers.
Well, do you guys know that Sigmar line? That's the lizard.
The lizard men?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you could do something like that.
Yeah.
Those look cool.
Like those are awesome. I love their Aztec y looking.
Yeah, blades. The Aztec aspect of it is really cool.
Nephilim. Like,
no, I hate the Nephilim.
The Nephilim. Oh, they're the ones that had like the skin, like they ripped off the faces of their enemies.
Yeah, and like you.
No, they're worshippers.
So yeah, they're worshippers.
Yeah,
and then they give their skin, and it like takes over their brain, and then they worship them. And yeah,
it's a good time.
That would be sweet.
Yeah. So whenever I think about like a new Xenos, I think of like three major features. Mm-hmm. Is for me personally, I'd like them to already be established in the lore.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't like. It wouldn't be the worst if they came up with a new Xenos.
But it would, because they wouldn't do it how you like it.
Well, no. It just... I like something established. I like... There's already so much in the lore. I prefer that it has some type of tie somewhere. Mm-hmm. Even if it was just one throwaway line somewhere in the lore. I'd prefer it to already be in the lore, tied in.
Yeah. Like, with, say, that race that Roboot Gilliman, like, destroyed. Well, hey, yeah, he destroyed them, but they had a, you know...
Somewhere in the warp when the planet got attacked, and now they're back after 10,000 years. Or they were
stasis, and
they saw their impending doom, and they took countermeasures.
Yeah. Like, I would just prefer that there'd be some tie-in.
You can see
they took their planet, they wrapped it in bubble of reality, and they put it in the warp. Goddamn warp planets are coming back.
The next thing I look at is uniqueness, like James was saying. Like, they have a lot of their bases covered. You don't want it, like, yeah, the mega arachnids would be cool, but it's so similar to Tyranids.
Yeah.
So it has to be unique. And then the third and final thing is it has to have a variety of models. Like, I love the Harud, but they don't have a big enough model. Like, you can't really flesh out that into an army.
Yeah.
So the best answer and the only answer, the correct answer, what?
You do a variety of aliens. You do
you do the Rakghul. They're the best, man. They honestly are. They are very established. They got a ton of awesome lore. Basically, they're like Predator, but in 40K. They don't look like Predator, but that's the mindset. It's all about the hunt. And
I was really excited because I wanted Predator models.
Talk to Christian. He's got some.
Oh, God.
Striking scorpions.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it also covers, they're not humanoid. They have four legs and four arms. Yeah,
they eight limbs that can be used as legs or arms.
Yeah, and then they got like they're like a lizard almost too, but they almost stand upright.
Okay,
but, so you got that, and then what makes it so you can actually expand their model range out is, the more they fight, the more they age, they start to upgrade themselves with bionics. So your basic guys are just non bionics, and then eventually as they advance, you get full on robots. So eventually you could have like this huge fucking 80 foot tall robot version of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, and their knight version kind of thing is like.
Exactly.
They've evolved to a point where.
They've got so many bionics on them that now they're this crazy, completely different thing.
And they only thrive for the hunt of like massive things like knights and like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool. Where each one has its own level of thing it hunts.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a picture of them?
No. I'm going to look at them right
Rack.
Now.
I got it.
RAC. Apostrophe. Oh yeah, RAK apostrophe GOL. But yeah, like it kind of fulfills, like it's already an established thing. It can have a model line and it would be
I like it.
Pretty cool.
I want one.
And it yeah, it Those just fulfills so cool. like a unique look as well. Like they kind of almost have a tyranny vibe, but not really because they're not bugs, they're lizards.
Yeah.
But then you throw in all the bionics and then it's completely different than tyranids.
Yeah.
So
no, they do look really interesting. I think that'd be
You should go read up on them because honestly, like if I was when I become a part of GW's marketing team, this is what I'm pushing for. So
you're going to make me want to convert so many things.
I think what would make the most sense is doing like oh my God, why can't I think of the word?
Don't yell.
What's the yelling. What's the word when a bunch
penis.
Of things? A penis of aliens.
Tau.
No, but Tau don't actually, like they don't actually.
Like the Covenant.
Make, they don't actually make. Auxiliary models,
but why would you make a new Xenos army full of auxiliary when you have an army that because is supposed only, to be full of auxiliary?
The only ones you'd really do with Tau are
all Groot of them
and humans.
No,
who
Tyrellian
else?
Dog soldiers. Tyrell,
there's a bunch, man. They have a bunch of mercenaries that would make amazing models, man.
You can and you could really expand the Kroot range too if you want.
Those are
yeah,
but those are also only mercenaries. Right,
like, if you're going to make a Xenos empire that's about having Xenos, why would you not expand on the Tau? You silly man.
Because the Tau are the worst.
Because I don't really like the Tau.
Does anybody like the Tau?
Nobody likes the Tau.
Well, okay.
Even Mark doesn't like the Tau.
I just like what they do for me.
Yeah.
There you go.
I just like those sexy slits on their forehead.
God. So weird.
Yeah, no, like
but okay, so your Tyrellian dog warriors like beast men. Like they're going to look like they're going to look like they're lizards?
Yeah, like in the lore they're like almost like a lizardy kind of thing but with a canid style head.
Yeah, like a
still
a snout.
Scaled but they have like a snout and like pointy ears.
I still think my jellyfish ooze I would like aliens them. Would work.
Yeah. Because that is a very unique looking model. It's already established and it could have some variety. Like you can have different squid types.
Well, I was thinking you could have just like
squid types.
Like a tube basically or a container that just is filled with ooze sloshing around inside of it. And it has guns on it.
What came first, the container or the ooze?
Oh, the ooze grew inside the container, obviously.
Exactly.
And that's some just its home. And it's
some
just
fucking
floating
redneck
around.
Just threw a beer can out the window and his interstellar travels.
Travels.
Yeah, interstellar.
Yeah, there you go.
Centuries later, the ooze develops in it.
Yeah, the ooze.
The goddamn ooze.
And the ooze.
The ooze.
Yeah, I think that'd be hilarious.
That's a good thought.
Yeah, no, that's a cool thing. Like I said, the Xenos need to get fleshed out more just because they're more interesting. Like I love all the Imperium stuff, but you can only release how many power armor models?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Before I get bored. The answer is a lot.
Yeah, but probably another 2 years worth of releases. Then maybe.
Yeah.
Wait till I get my melee options.
Yeah. It would be sweet if they did some more Xenos. It would be amazing if they did a new army completely as opposed to supporting another Xenos for sure. But
yeah, because like the Tau don't need any new models.
No,
I don't think the Eldar need updates maybe to some of their older models.
Yeah, like their Phoenix Lords could get updates for sure. Yeah.
Or even Striking Scorpions could use a new model as well. Like those are pretty old.
They are old. They're still decent kits. But yeah, like I would love a new kit for them. But it's not in my top five.
No, it doesn't. No. New kits don't sell as much as, or sorry, updated kits don't sell as much as new kits.
Yeah,
that's also true. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, like orcs, they don't really need anything.
No, they've got so much stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I know orc players are always like,
wanting love, but at the same time, there's quite a range for orcs still.
And with orcs too, you can just go wild with conversions. Like,
there's so many third party bets for orcs.
Yeah,
well, so many.
Anytime Games Workshop releases a new box set, an orc player should go, "Ooh, nice, a new box set for me."
Essentially, yeah.
Really. But I'm just gonna steal this one and this one.
Yeah, like even Tyranids, like they have a bunch of models. Like
yeah.
The only race that, but it's AdMech. They don't have a lot of models for AdMech.
AdMech have a fair amount. I don't think that
they're getting close to being a full army, but they're not fully there.
Really?
Yet. Yeah.
They got a lot of stuff.
Oh, I also think because in the lore, AdMech support knights and titans a lot.
Yeah.
I think you can replace their heavy weapons options with knights.
Yeah.
And then it kind of flushes that army out
fully. Yeah. Yeah, when you include all those range of options. Yeah. But yeah.
But as a singular army, if you're like, I want AdMech and I want AdMech only, then you're kind of
I've gotten steamrolled by enough AdMech games.
Oh yeah. I'm not saying that they don't have anything, but I think that's the faction with the least in it.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
But
either way, there doesn't need to be any more Imperium stuff.
Yeah.
So
and we don't need any more goddamn gene stealers either. Goddamn gene circles. Hey, you like humans? Here we go.
Yeah.
This is a human Xenos. We support Xenos. Look.
Yeah. I don't know about Gene Stealer. Like,
I don't think it should have ever been a thing.
There's a few people in the Edmonton gaming group that I'm with that play Gene Stealer Cult, and I hate playing against them. Because I'm it's just in a point where I play against them and it's like, I feel like I'm just playing in an Imperial Guard army that has more melee punching power.
Sure.
And I'm like, this is so dumb because they all bring Lehman Russ tanks.
Oh, geez.
And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, this is not what I wanted.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
The Gene Stealer Cult should have just been one or two box sets that they actually just supplemented in the Tyranid Codex. It didn't need to be this whole model line of...
Yeah.
I don't know if it did well. I don't see a lot of people play Gene Stealer Cult.
I think it's really dependent on the area,
maybe,
too. Because Edmonton, I found, has a bunch. Mm-hmm. And you guys don't see a whole lot down here, I'm guessing?
I guess not.
I've never in our own group.
Well, you seen a Gene Stealer, even going to a store? Or?
Yeah.
I've never seen someone playing them.
Can't say I have.
I know I know in the States, I remember reading a GW article that about the Gene Stealer Cult sales. Hmm. In the States, on the West Coast, the Gene Stealer Cults were skyrocketing. And then on the East Coast, there was nothing.
Weird.
Interesting. So, there's probably some demographic joke I can make about that, but I can't think of right on the silly spot here.
It's the Jews.
It's the Jews.
Most likely that's what it is.
Sure.
Sure.
Why not?
I don't want to answer that.
On the West Coast. Oh, I guess you didn't say whether they are or they aren't buying.
You're blaming them for something. It doesn't matter what it
they
is.
They did it. I don't know what they did, but I know they're in it.
Yeah.
They're involved.
So I think you're right, Jimmy, and they do need another Xenos type army, or even just expansions of certain ones. Like, if they expanded the Tau and actually gave you here's your Vespids, here's your Kroot, and here's Tyrellian dog soldiers. Yeah. Or
how do you spell Tyrellian?
Starts with a T. Tarellian.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, I was just
looking at their auxiliaries.
The Tau
have
such a cool aesthetic that I feel like putting in too many other species kind of ruins the aesthetic, because it's all about the mechs and the giant. Yeah. It's all polished and futuristic.
When have you ever seen
Kroot
or Vespid on the tabletop?
No.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to, because the
in my last kill team game.
Yeah.
People like the aesthetic though of Tau. They look cool. They look space agey.
Yeah, they don't play Tau because they want to play auxiliaries. They play Tau because they want mechs.
Yeah. No, I agree. If I was in charge of the Tau, I would at least one Xenos for each type of category. So you have an HQ Xenos, you have an elite Xenos, you have a troop, you have a fast, and you have a heavy.
Yeah.
And then that's all you need. But then I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't need full model lines of everything. Like, yeah.
A full model line of Tyrellian dog
soldiers. You don't need that. But it would be cool to have one elite version of Tyrellian dog soldiers, because they're like these elite soldiers. You know, they have like the specific role. Then you have Vespid that are fast attack. They're unique, you know.
Mm-hmm. But, sure, that'd be cool.
But yeah, like I know what you're saying. Like, most people play it for battle suits. So.
Yeah, and that, I think sticking suits. With those aesthetics battle is suits. Cool.
Yeah.
I don't like, I think it'd be, I honestly wonder, do you think it'd be difficult to make a new Tau battle suit that looks distinct enough from the ones they've already got?
They got so many, man. They got like, they got quite 10. A
few. I'm sure there's creative people that are more creative than me, but
yeah. Oh, anything's possible.
With. Sure.
I love seeing those conversions of like Kroot that have like been gifted battle suits.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That, like, they just like
gifted
quote unquote, and then they like just tear it apart, and then they're just like sitting in there, and they're like, I'm controlling the battle suit now.
Yeah, I am the captain.
Now. Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So nice. I think that's always like a cool conversion people can do, because they're all super like battle scarred and everything. And yeah. It's like, okay, that's kind of neat. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are creative. It's if you wild, ever want to like feel bad about yourself, you just go on Reddit and look at how good at people are.
Go on Instagram, things. And it's only pictures.
Yeah, there you go. Then you can really feel bad
about yourself. Don't even have to read. Yeah. Oh, God. Pretty things.
And every now and again, you see a hot chick too with a, oh, look at my towel. It's on her titties.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm looking at.
So. Big titty altar girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
There you go.
We all want one. We all don't get one.
Nope.
You're not allowed one. They don't exist.
So. Such a shame.
Such a shame. So, but yeah.
No, aren't you married?
What? She's not Eldar.
You can marry beyond race without it interfering with your normal.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah. Because
yeah.
The alien races don't recognize
you. We all get a Xenos cheat, right?
Wow. Right, yes.
Yeah. Everybody gets a Xenos hall pass.
Yeah.
So
that's good to know. I'm happy with that.
Like, okay,
one day
that farmer who gets like sucked up by a UFO, do you think his wife's like, I feel a little bit violated that you got anally probed by some alien? Do you think that's fight that
how
happens?
Dare you do that to me, John? Yeah. He's sitting there just staring into space.
I've asked you for drooling. Years.
If I could do that,
you always said no.
Different story though, if you know, the wife walks in and the farmer's banging the cow. Still definitely. A Xenos, I guess, but
technically.
But very different outcome of feelings.
And that's how you get that other Xenos race.
That's how you get the,
from the
Beastman.
Yeah.
What other fun topics do we want to talk about?
Oh, there's so many.
How'd you get into 40K?
When I was like 12, I had a couple friends of mine that lived down the street, and their dad was into 40K.
Okay.
And
so you hung out with their dad in the basement alone with
him. No, I just kept seeing like these armies.
My uncle invited me down to the basement. What he wanted to show me, you wouldn't believe.
But I kept seeing all his armies that he had, because they were all on like these shelves, and they like, then we had like our little like gaming area, like for like video game stuff in the basement. And then like all along the walls, there was just like huge amounts of like Tyranids and Guard and Space Marines. I was like, that's kind of cool. But he was super particular about it and very protective. So I like went and like looked at him one day, and he's like, don't touch that.
You're looking at them wrong.
Yeah. So I was like, oh,
don't breathe.
So there's that. And I was like, okay, I got interested in it. And then I started like looking it up and like everything. And fast forward a couple of years like later, to when I was 25.
Yeah.
And like last year, in October, like last October is when I first really got into 40K.
Okay. So you haven't been doing it super long.
No. And so like I ended up going ahead and like I'd been reading some books like here and there throughout the time frame. So I was like, okay. And then I finally, like, we were moved into this apartment in by Kingsway Mall. And there's a GW store in there. So I was like, walking by, and I was like, I always wanted to go in there. And my girlfriend's like, that looks like a nerd store. And I was like, you are correct. See all those guys with neck beards? You're going to terrify them.
That's going to be me one day.
So I was like, okay, whatever.
Says the guy with a neck beard.
I know, right? So I was like, okay, whatever. And so we like went in and started talking to like a couple of like the employees, and I looked at it, I was like, do you mind if I like buy some models? She's like, I guess so. I was like, all right, do you mind? Cool. Do you mind? Like, I know this is going to be weird for you because you don't know anything about it. So
I'm glad you had a good experience in a GW store. I've yet to have a good experience.
I'm telling you, if anybody ever goes to the Kingsway Mall Games Workshop,
yeah.
is the best Games Workshop I've ever been into.
Nice.
They're so nice. They're great guys. Hmm. So, like Kyle, the manager there, he's like a training manager for most of the GWs.
Okay.
And around like Western Canada.
Hmm.
So he's really good.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, so I was like, I wanted to get into Tau and...
Of course.
Yeah, because big, shiny robot mech suits.
Yeah.
And, wow, there's more staring happening. And so basically, I went in and they're like, well, you can do Tau. This is how much it's going to cost with all your paints and everything. Or you can get into the...
Goddamn Primaris Marines.
Yeah, the Space Marines and Death Guard. And I was like... Okay, and then my girlfriend's like, well, you know, one's $400, one's $200. What do you want to do? And I was like,
spend $400.
Yeah,
I kind of
spend $600.
Yeah, I know, right?
Some would even spend $700.
I hate how GW does that to people. Like, you wanted to get Tau.
Yeah.
That's what you wanted. They should have sold you on Tau instead of pushing you into fucking Primaris and Death Guard.
Yeah. Like, and so I was like, okay.
It happens so often. I hear it all the time.
Yeah. Where, and like, that does happen.
Yeah.
And it's just, that's just how they've taught people how to sell in their stores.
Yeah.
So I get it.
It's cheaper.
Yeah. But it's just like,
yeah.
I think it's waste. It's a foot in the door tactic, right? Like, they want to get you started. And if you can't get, like, for, I think it's fair.
And people,
from one perspective, it's like, oh, okay. I have to shell out $200 just to get the models to start an army. That's a lot of money, right?
Yeah. Oh,
and
then
you have the paints and the all that other stuff.
Exactly.
So I get what that makes sense.
Oh, sure.
Because you can always get into another army later, assuming you still like the hobby.
I get what you're saying. I'd rather see like people actually get the army they want and just get one box set. Like, because you might get that $200 box set, realize you don't even like painting or modeling.
Yeah.
As opposed to them just selling, here, start off with this. Start off with this Tau Fire Warrior box set. Like,
yeah. And then Kill Team had like was coming out the next week.
Yeah.
So they're like, if you want to get into Tau, get a Tau Kill Team.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, okay, that's fair. Yeah. And I was I'd always liked Space Marines anyways, but I was really kind of wanted to go towards Tau. But I got my Space Marines and then kind of fell in love with Space Marines. Didn't really know much about the lore of how Primaris Marines were done. And then I read it and I was like, that's kind of dumb, but I still like shiny new models. So, and then I basically just started writing like my own lawyer.
Became a lawyer.
Yeah, I became a lawyer for Games Workshop marketing team.
By the way, you're all sued.
Yeah. Oh, God, my IP.
It had to happen sometime.
Yep. So, and then.
Oh, it's only a matter of time.
So, did that and just kind of got most of the way through my army and got really bored with painting Space Marines. And then I was like, well,
over and over the same.
And then I kind of thought that it was like maybe I didn't like infantry models.
Hmm.
And I was like, maybe I just don't like painting small things. I'm going to try big things. Yeah. So I like did a couple dreadnoughts. And I was like, I really like those.
Nice.
And I was like, a friend of mine has like 5 or 6 knights that he just hasn't painted yet. So he's like,
some of those knight guys are wild.
He has 5 or 6 knights built.
Yeah.
And then he has like 6 or 7 boxes of unbuilt models.
And none painted.
Any Crusaders in there?
Probably.
Does he listen to Lorehammer and want to support?
Maybe.
So. Turn him to the Eric's a pathetic bitch.
I was lying awake last night, just couldn't fall asleep. And I was like,
dreaming of Lorehammer.
Honestly, I was like, if I didn't want to take a Crusader in my Grey Knight list, what else could I take? Started looking at a bunch of different knights.
Yeah.
It's not good.
But he wanted, but like all his knights are like super converted.
Okay.
So like he's like, I was like, man, I kind of want to try painting a knight. He's like, well, you can paint one of mine if you want to.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And he's like, I have this one. I was like, okay, what do you want for like style? Because like I ended up falling in love with like actually painting and like the modeling aspect of it, like converting stuff, but I got bored with just the same color over and over again.
Sure. Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. So he's like, I literally don't care what you paint it. I just want the shoulder pads to be blue and orange to represent fire and ice. Cause like he has like one shoulder pad was like actually has like a bunch of like green stuff that makes it look like it's like a snowstorm.
Okay.
And one with flames.
Oh, very cool.
And it's like, it's really well done. So I was like, okay, I get where you're coming from.
It's
I was
a song
like,
of ice and fire.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, what color are your Marines?
I have gray with purple and black.
Gray because they're unpainted?
Plastic.
Yes.
Adeptus Plasticus.
Yeah, Adeptus Plasticus. So, but yeah, no. So I have like Mechanicus standard gray and then washed with Nuln Oil. And then I highlight with like Administratum gray. And then like all the trim is like purple. And then the shoulder pads are black.
Purple trim. He does some purple as well.
Oh, there you go. Purple.
It's the color of the gods,
color of royalty.
Royalty,
boom, there you go. So yeah, and then so I've painted up like this night and I found out that I like painting everything. It's just I can't paint the same thing over and over again.
Yeah,
so
once
I think
you
I'm
get
be the king,
you know,
of
into
team.
Your 20th Primaris Marine, I'm sure it's something special,
man. All those Inceptors. Jimmy's having an aneurysm.
Jim's doing I've a struggle
had, I have I think almost 100 Primaris models now.
Oh my god. And they're all painted too for the most part.
Yeah, I have 5 left.
Oh god.
My god.
I still have so many. I just bought a Dark Imperium box set, like half nice. Of like just the Primaris Marines, and I was like, I was so close to being finished. Now I'm so far away again.
But at least now I have my 6th captain.
Oh, fuck. You have no idea. Like, I got a bunch of stuff for, like, Christmas, which was really awesome of, like, my family and friends. Like, they just kept getting me, like, models.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome. I got four captains out of that.
Nice. My wife's always like, what do you want for your birthday? I'm like, come on. Come on.
Honey.
You know me. Give me the plastic.
My wife refuses to give me Warhammer
what you
for
want.
Birthdays.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. She
I don't
just,
get it.
She's like, you buy that off on your own goddamn time. Yeah. She's like, it's time you got some new underwear, Jim.
I don't need. There's only, you need, hey, 6 holes is fine.
Right.
You got one for each leg, one for your torso, a couple for
extra stuff.
Extra stuff.
You got your pee. Bits. Your saucy
wanna,
bits.
I don't want to pee and take off my underwear. I just like whip it out one of the holes.
Yeah, boom, there you go.
Easy access. Perfect.
Poop?
Really?
I don't need to take my underwear off to poop. I just sit down.
I like this.
Oh, God.
I don't like the image, but I like the thought.
I like the thought process behind this. Oh, God. So
Interesting.
I love for those who watch Always Sunny, there's one scene where Charlie gets a wedgie, and the guy who gives him the wedgie, the underwear just like disintegrates off of him. Yeah. Just like. And the guy's like, oh!
That's disgusting.
It just like disintegrates. So fucking good. Holy shit.
Oh, God. So,
yeah.
That's how I got into Warhammer.
Nice.
So, yeah. And I got like way more interested in like the lore aspect of it. So like I would put modeling on hold, be like, I got a thought, guys, and I just write it down and like put it into like words. So
the mad ramblings, bunch of papers screwing out on the walls. Like,
yeah,
I got an idea, boys.
Yeah, but we live in like a little 1-bedroom apartment right now, so yeah. It's like we have like her desk and my desk, like kind of in our backs to each other.
Yeah,
and my desk is just strewn with papers and like printouts and models everywhere,
it's
and
red
her desk.
Yarn.
Like pristine.
It's perfect.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, red yarn going from like
connecting
Ultima Segmentum, it's going to here in this planet. Oh god, I've almost got it.
Have you submitted any listener lore to us ever?
I think I submitted one like a while ago. It was really bad.
Did we read it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, so
I mean we still have a huge list to go.
Backlog,
we got a bunch, yeah.
But like I finally finished off like my Space Marine I finished it. It's written. It's done.
Nice.
So there's that, and then
it's nice to have that. Like,
yeah, and it's not very long. Like, I think it's maybe 2 pages.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, 2.
That's all you really need to be able to add flavor. Like, yeah, it's awesome to be able to be like, and this company has X number of Marines in it. But like, you don't when you're setting in a listener lore special. We don't need to know that kind of detail.
Yeah,
you can convey a lot of good information in 2 pages.
And like really, like I have 1 page of like what the chapter is, and then like 1.5 pages of like actual like a story,
yeah,
of how it started,
sure.
And then So, like, kind of gives that aspect to it. So,
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, maybe I'll send it in.
Should.
Maybe I'll do it.
We won't read it, judge.
For you guys to judge. Yeah. Oh, God.
And we'll say whether it's good and it deserves life or whether it did not fight with honor and deserves death.
Well, fine then.
Yeah, I think, like, I'm probably halfway through mine, but it's long. It's already like 5 pages long.
Nice. Is there any way you can condense it down to a little?
It's just, it would never be something.
It is what it is, Mark.
It's more just, it's like a story. It's like a short story.
We can take a whole episode to do just you. Just really dive deep into
really dive deep
into my psyche.
What is the mind?
James, why are there tentacles in every paragraph?
It's art. That's why. It's
art. Oh, God.
It's art.
Yeah, you know what? You just got to follow your fetishes sometimes.
Nope.
New James quote. Don't kink shame me.
New James quote. Follow your fetishes. We're at 70 minutes.
That's good for an episode. That's a good place to leave it. Follow your fetish.
Follow your fetish.
Be true to who you are.
Be true.
Follow your fetish.
That's right. If you want to bathe in golden showers and plastic bathtubs,
you do you.
Good. Plastic, gray plastic bathtub. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going home to right now.
All your bits boxes, you're just gonna pour all over yourself.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Makes a music video with it.
I'll record myself in slow motion so I can play it back to myself.
Ooh. Get that nipple cam ready too. Don't forget. Never forget about the nipple. Oh,
my phone. I just hold it above my nipple while I do it.
Follow your fetish. Follow your fetish. All right, cool.
Never be ashamed of who you are.
Well.
Except for
some people should.
Just because he's the one that invited me. He should be ashamed.
There's shame, but I'm very well repressed.
There you go.
Yeah, it's all deep.
Keep it hidden. Here.
Yeah.
Is it secret? Is it safe?
Oh yeah.
Nice.
Cool. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. It was kind of last minute. I was like, I'm coming to Calgary. And you were like, let's do it.
Yeah, next time we'll get you on like an actual main episode.
Sure.
Yeah, man.
I'm cool with that. Let me know.
Cool.
Oh, are you joining us for our tournament?
Yeah. Was that on the Heretic Astartes?
Yeah, we released all the information.
You haven't listened to it yet?
No.
Are you even a fan?
Maybe.
I invite you into my parents' home.
Oh, God.
And you're not even caught up?
No.
What is this?
I'm sorry. I was so busy yesterday. No. I didn't.
I don't care. Yeah, but are you going to join us?
Yeah. I'm game. So,
Should be sweet.
When is it?
November 16th.
Okay, I'll make time.
And it's going to be like a full day event, like start at
8:30.
And then play till like
7. Yeah, you gotta drive in the morning.
But
or I'll just get a hotel.
Yeah, it's quite possible to like...
Yeah, I'll probably do something.
Well, it'll be like a full day thing, but then we're like going to go out after.
Oh.
So do you want a hotel the day before or do you want a hotel... The night after.
What are we doing?
Ball out and do both.
Just gonna go
stay in your car, really.
Probably November. I won't get rowdy to death.
Yeah,
a bunch of Warhammer people getting rowdy
in a pub. Yeah,
all right.
I'm just gonna scream for the Emperor.
Yeah, anytime anyone says that or makes an orc joke,
got a drink.
Yeah.
Loktar Ogar.
Wow.
Thanks, baby girl.
So we don't have to drink to that.
Oh. Skull.
In the name of Lorcan.
No, you get out of here.
You get kicked out of the bar for that shit.
So you're going to play Primaris?
I have this whole week off. So I'm hoping to get most of my Elysian/Harkoni Warhawks assembled and primed this week.
Yeah.
And some painted. And I already have a bunch of them already done. So if I have it done in time, I'll probably do...
November's a long time away.
Yeah, I'll probably do... The drop troop ready.
Very cool.
Nice.
So we'll see.
Yeah. Do you have a partner already in mind? Because it's like a doubles thing.
Oh God, no, I don't.
Yeah. Should tell your friends.
I'll get somebody convinced.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a group up there. Yeah. So
I'll just go make sure.
Schultzy in my list is gonna be 10 out of 10.
You gotta you did give us money.
I did give you
money. Yeah, he already
first
paid.
First come, first serve.
Oh so. God.
Okay. Give us money.
How much is it?
$60.
$80.
$60.
$80?
Maybe?
$9.
$100.
What do you think?
$1 million. What would you pay?
Yeah.
Can I just become a patron? And then?
Sorry, we accept both.
Oh, okay.
But Patreons does not reserve your spot.
Yeah. God, no, it's $30 for the tournament. Yeah. Okay. It's going to provide you lunch. It's going to provide you some snacks. There'll be a little bit of prize support and stuff. Cool. So
yeah.
If I don't win, I'll blame you guys.
That's right.
Makes sense.
Sounds great.
Well,
somebody has to.
First, blame your dice.
No, never
blame. Then blame the table.
My dice are color coordinated to my
dice. Oh, well, then you can never lose. How do you lose then?
It's very easy. It's my decrepit hands. It's all the arthritis. Oh, God.
It's not even rolling. It's just like falling out of shakes.
At the tournament, I'll bless your dice in the name of Lord.
Do not let him anywhere near your dice.
Yeah, he will curse those things.
Backhand you to next heaven.
If you record him as he's blessing them in the name of Lorgar, and then you play it backward, it's actually a curse on the dice. Yeah. Cool. Well, it'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, it should be good.
We're looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
What the fuck?
Kind of. It's just Eric sitting here like, all right, this is the worst idea. Why did we do this?
It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
I think it'd be good.
All right.
I'm just going to sit around and like jerk off people while they play.
Yeah.
Nice.
Is that what you think we normally do?
I think that's what you guys do together.
That's the gist of what I got from every episode so far. So.
That me and Eric are actually gay repressed lovers.
Yeah,
and that's why we.
Well, that was so.
Pretty much.
I have a friend who I went
you
out.
You have a friend. Tension.
I went out for dinner with him last night, and I haven't spoken to him in a long time. And ooh, he messaged me out of the blue.
Not a good friend.
He messaged me out of the blue and he's like, hey, like you do that podcast about like 40K, right? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, he stepped into like a Games Workshop for the first time.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, I'm in. Like fully in. He stepped in first time and he's like, tell me about 40K.
Touched the ground inside the 40K. Yeah. Workshops where he's like,
I've been living wrong all this time.
Honestly, no, he's fully in it. He's super excited. But, I was telling about the podcast. He's like, oh, 100%. Like, I'm listening. So we meet up and he's with his like 10-year-old son who he brought to dinner. And he looks at me. He's like, there's a lot of like butt stuff. And he's like, are you guys like repressed? Like you got a little homoerotic? Like you got some stuff to work through. Like he's like genuinely concerned for me, like earmuffing his son as he's asking me. He's like, are you guys like okay? And we're like, welcome to my life now.
Oh God.
Yeah. My favorite conspiracy about me and you is when we lived together, we were actually lovers.
Yeah.
Right. And the reason why you moved out is because we broke up. But then we had to stay together for our friendship circle. To keep them all together.
Right, but the hatred is still there. The because it was a messy breakup.
It was a very
messy. It was over breakup. Millimeters.
It was over millimeters. Is that a cock?
No. Leave it subtle. Leave it so they don't know.
Kiss but don't tell.
That was the worst fight we ever had, actually. Was
and the only one.
Was that the milk crate incident?
Yeah. It's the worst fight we've ever had.
The milk crate incident.
It's the milk crate incident.
Oh, God.
It's a little weird that you referenced it, but hey, whatever.
That's always the weirdest part about meeting people like who listen to the podcast. It's like, I don't know you, Brody.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know you, but you know me, apparently.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. I know your so deep, good. Dark secrets.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
It's always so enjoyable.
Yeah, I remember when you were like, what was your favorite part of the episode, like the podcast? I was like, probably the time you described your milk crate incident with
Oh, okay. It just happened to fit.
Hey? Yeah, oh, and he's like, God. You were like, what? I don't even remember talking about that.
Yeah, there's no way we hadn't talked about it.
Yeah, really.
It's one of the craziest things that we've ever done. It was a bad one.
It's still fun in the end, I guess.
All's well that ends well.
Yeah. Follow your kink.
Follow your fetish. Your fetish. Don't kink shame me. Yeah. That's the name of James's album.
Your fetish.
Yeah, title of my sex tape?
Title of your sex tape, God. Don't kink shame me. All right, and on that note, let's say goodbye.
All right, I'm Trevor Buzak.
No, you're not.
Thanks for joining us.
Okay. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.